Hi, my name's India, and I'm an alcoholic. And welcome to the newcomers, and happy birthday, Donald. That's a big deal. And wow, this is a really big room. Okay, Maria, you did great. That was awesome. I wasn't nervous, but now I am. Okay, so let's see here. Share the message, not the mess. And what else? Experience strength and hope. One of the things that I absolutely love about Alcoholics Anonymous is the fact that it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside, that inside the story is the same. And I hope that when you hear my story and you hear my experience as an alcoholic, that you can look past how I drank, but see why I drank. Because it all looks different how we get here. And on the outside, you might look at me and say, well, she's A, B, C, D, fill in the blank. She's all these things. She didn't drink like I did. She didn't have this like I did. She didn't grow up the way that I did. So how could she know? How could she understand? How could I have anything in common with her? And what I want to say to you is that appearances are BS. And we're getting to understand that more and more. Social media, you know, we see people's lives on the outside. And, you know, I hope that sometimes you get to see what it really looks like on the inside. Because what I look like on the outside on social media is that I've got my shit together. Right? I've got my shit together. Let's see here. So I have a car. And I have a home, and I have a husband, and I have a child. I feed my family. I go to work every day, and you see pictures of us doing fun things. And you see me with my daughter and my family, you know, flying to San Francisco for a wedding, and we get to do all of these great things. And what the real story is that I'm batshit fucking crazy on any given day because I'm an alcoholic in here. And the only solution that I have found for that fucking crazy brain that won't shut up is this, is the 12 steps and that magical book and those pages that every time I read them, they say something different to me and they aid me in a way that is so deep and profound that I can't believe that I read that before. And wait, did I read that before? And I read that with somebody, but it means something different to me now, in this moment. And that's the mystery, the magic of the 12 steps. And what I get to do as a result of this is so... It's like, well, why do I get to do this? This is such a fucking privilege. Sorry, I can't not cuss. It's just... I'm a small-town Texas girl, and I grew up drinking whiskey with the boys, and I can't not say fuck a lot. Sorry. So, how do I get to do this? Why do I get to do this? Who the fuck am I to get to do this? My life is a fucking miracle because of this. And I don't know why. I don't know why it works. I just know that I keep doing it because alcohol and I had a really great relationship. I loved alcohol. It was my best friend. It was my mate. It was everything to me. I'm a straight-up drunk. I'm not a drug addict. I tried some shit that didn't work. I liked alcohol because I knew how much I could drink. I usually was in a walking blackout, but you couldn't tell. So, that, you know, well, you could because all I would say was, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Over and over and over again. Oh, my God. So alcohol worked. It worked and it worked and it worked and it worked. And, you know, every once in a while I'd have a little pot or I'd say, like, maybe I'll try that and it'll work and it'll make me feel different. Or it usually was I drank and drank and drank until that kind of didn't work and I still felt really shitty and uncomfortable inside. So then it was like either I'd drive through McDonald's and Jack in the Box and stop at the 7-Eleven and or it was like, oh, hey, you're cute. Want to go home with me? And then it was, you know, it was like, okay, I got to do all these different things. I just couldn't fucking shake that feeling. So it was always uncomfortable, always moving towards something to change the way that I could feel. And when shit stops working, I don't know what to do. So it's just managing all of it, like nicotine. You know, I had my hangover recipe of a beer in emergency and Advil cold and sinus, and I had to get to work, and I had to look like everything was okay on the outside. And I was always doing that, even when I was a little kid. It's like, I'm going to take care of you before I take care of myself, because I don't really know what I need. But it's easier for me to just change the way that I feel with something outside of myself until it stops working. I tried so many times to quit drinking because it stopped working. It stopped working, and it stopped working, and it stopped working, and then I would get off of it for a little while, and I would have short bouts of sobriety. And that led me to believe that I didn't have a problem with alcohol. It led me to believe that I could control and enjoy it. And I was going to therapy, and I was taking care of my shit, and I was paying my bills, and everything still looked good on the outside. And, you know, every single time I put alcohol into my body, it was on. And if I finally was able to admit to anyone who would listen, I never wanted to stop putting it in. I had that insatiable appetite that I just wanted. I didn't want that glass, you know? I wanted the bar. Get the fuck out of the way and let me get down to business. And I didn't want to admit that to anybody because that's what was going on in the crazy head, you know? And I surrounded myself with people who drank like I did so that I was somewhat comfortable. But in truth, really all I wanted to do was get home and drink the way that I wanted to drink. And that was just to fucking pass out and wake up somewhere in the house and keep doing it, you know, until I could not do it anymore. And the idea that I could not drink for a little while kept me believing that I wasn't a real alcoholic. And I didn't, you know, I had made up in my mind what an alcoholic was because I had decided from the first time I took a drink that I was an alcoholic. I knew it in the core of my being that I was an alcoholic, but I had this belief that if I could not drink for a short amount of time, then that proved that I wasn't an alcoholic. I didn't understand the allergy. I didn't understand that I couldn't control and enjoy my drinking because I was an alcoholic. And I stayed out of these rooms over and over and over again. I tried on my own. I did therapy. I did all of the things that we do in life, and I got to do those things, and I do not know why. I don't know why I didn't get a DUI. I never got caught. I moved back to tech. I did geographicals, relationships, jobs, and I actually got pulled over three times in one night. I don't know why, but in Texas, it's weird. Like, you can drive with alcohol in your car and shit. You know, there's drive-through beer barns, and it's just different. So I'm driving with, I got my friend's pot in the glove box, six-pack of beer under the seat, and the mug spilled with wine, and I had a white t-shirt on, and there was red wine all the way down the front. And I'm going down a one-way street in the middle of Austin, and the cop pulls me over, and I say, I don't know where I'm going. And he says, so where are you going? And I told him I'm going to a bar. He says, oh, just turn around. And he tells me how to get there. If that's not God working in your life, I don't know what it is. You know? I think I did a 180 in the middle of an intersection. I mean, it was really ridiculous. Like, I was saying, God, please, you know, fucking take me in. And it just didn't happen. So here I am, you know. That was a long time ago. And, you know, the geographical thing and trying to manipulate all these different situations. And I think I'm fixing stuff every time I go to therapy. Like, if I just fix this, then I can drink the way I want to. If I just do this, then I can drink the way that I want to. If I have him, and if I'm doing this, then, you know, I have everything looking the way that it's supposed to on the outside, then everything will work out, and I can drink the way that I want to. Ultimately, that's the goal. I don't understand that if I'm thinking about alcohol that way, that kind of means you have a problem. Oh, wow. That didn't really hit me until I got into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. you know, it's always fascinating looking back and seeing the relationships and how we've, I found food first, and then I found men, boys, and then I found booze, and I've been abusing all three ever since. And, you know, you can change the way I feel, what do you have to give me? It was never about any kind of reciprocation, really. The manipulation around, you know, that whole thing of like the actor arranging the show, and you know, sometimes I'm good in grace and I'm doing things, you know, out of the genuineness of my heart, but really in all truth, I'm manipulating you to get what I need and what I want. And it was really shitty when I got sober and I had to kind of fess up to all that kind of stuff. And I don't know that there's anywhere else that you get to do that. And kind of, you know, you start to clean the slate and you start to look at things, and I can really see where alcohol wasn't my problem. It was my solution. And that does not mean that I don't have a physical allergy to alcohol. I have it. I mean, I'm American Indian, English, Irish, Spanish, Irish. I'm genetically predisposed, and I believe that. You know, I don't really know how I was going to get out of that one. So, you know, for me, I think that you know, you continue to binge, and you continue to go back and forth, and it was that continuing to think that something outside of myself is going to make me feel content, comfortable in my own skin, and make me happy. Can you make me happy? Can you make me happy? No, you cannot make me happy. Okay, I'm going to try you, and then I'm going to try that, and then I'm going to keep, you know, trying. And I bottomed out as a result of one more time, I'm going to try and quit drinking on my own. One more time on a New Year's Eve, I said, this is it. And then tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm not going to drink again. And that worked for a little while. And then I had family in town from Texas, and I thought, you know, I'll just drink while they're here. And I ended up driving my family around in a blackout. I don't have brothers and sisters. I have cousins, and they're the most precious thing to me before I had my own child. And that was that moment of like waking up and realizing that I was endangering them. And that was that moment of like, I can't fucking, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm out, you know, like this is the last house on the block. I'm coming. I'm here because there is no other solution. And when I got to my first meeting, I got sober in Pacific Beach at the North Shore Alano Club. And I fucking love that place. I can be on the way there and I can feel relief. I just knowing I'm going to get there, I get that feeling of relief and that feeling of peace and community. And I went with a friend, and he kind of explained to me what was going to go down. And you know, he's like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to say anything. And when I got there, you know, when we sat down, and they went through all the, you know, the stuff, and it was just, you know, silence. It was just this, I couldn't hear anything. And when they asked if there were any newcomers in the room, I was possessed by something much bigger than me. And the truth, like, couldn't not come out. I could not keep it inside anymore. And I stood up and I said, my name is India and I'm an alcoholic. And that was 9 years ago. And it's still there. And I can still feel that feeling of relief and gratitude to be able to say it out loud, something that I had known from the first time I picked up a drink. And from that meeting, I have been absolutely taken in by this incredible, crazy, weird, fucked up community. And it's so fascinating to me that, you know, we're such a motley crew and there's so many different stories. But again, like, if you can't identify with the way that I drank, then maybe you can identify with the way, why, you know, why I did it.